The government is undertaking a three-year project expected to cut energy costs in the public sector through greater use of renewables and increasing conservation methods. The deployment of renewable energy and improvement of energy efficiency in the public sector project is being undertaken through $12 million in funding from the Global Environment Facility, GEF Trust Fund. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, is implementing the initiative through partnership with the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says he is pleased that the project seeks to increase the use of renewable energy and reduce public sector energy consumption while driving efficiency. Dr. Wheatley points out that the public sector consumes a significant amount of electricity. In 2015, the sector accounted for approximately 480 gigawatts of electricity, representing 16% of total electricity sales.
While this is still relatively high, we have been working assiduously to reduce our overall consumption. Through the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, we have seen significant savings and reductions within several government facilities.
Pointing to the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program and its ease upon the energy campaign, Dr. Wheatley says since the undertaking, electricity use in government buildings have fallen by a monthly average of 4,000 kilowatts per facility.
The program has also retrofitted and replaced old AC units with new and efficient ones, and this has resulted in savings of approximately $123 million to the government of Jamaica. That is a tremendous amount of savings.
Manager of Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency at the PCJ, Dr. Peter Ruddock, says as part of the project, energy-efficient systems will be installed at health facilities. These include the National Chest Hospital, Bellevue Hospital and the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center in St. Andrew, Maypen Hospital in Clarendon, Savannah Lamar Hospital in Westmoreland, and the Black River Hospital in St. Elizabeth.
These are health facilities that provide specialized service to a large volume of patients and have high capital and operational expenditure. And our assessments reveal that our energy interventions here will result in high savings and good return on investments.
Under the initiative, the PCJ will be responsible for the auditing and implementation of the renewable energy and energy efficiency interventions.
That will cost $2 million. The PCJ's providing $1.38 million, while the Global Environmental Facility Trust Fund will provide $650,000. We consider this a worthwhile investment for the government and people of Jamaica.
Resident Representative UNDP Bruno Puezat says the project will help Jamaica meet its renewable energy targets. He notes that at present, Jamaica is 90% dependent on fossil fuels for its energy needs.
The national energy policy aims for more than 20% of Jamaica's overall energy supply and 30% of the electricity supply mix, up from 6.1% today, to come from renewable sources by 2030. These targets are not only achievable, they are critical to Jamaica's human development aspirations.
Mr. Puezat reiterates that the health sector was targeted for priority attention based on high operational costs. In 2014, the government spent $15.5 billion on electricity, with 6% of this going to the health sector. The UNDP and its partners are optimistic about this landmark project and its potential to demonstrate how best to expand renewable energy and energy efficiency in Jamaica to benefit the economy and the quality of life of the Jamaican people.
And I want to reiterate UNDP's continued commitment to supporting the government and the people of Jamaica in achieving these goals.
Resident Representative UNDP Bruno Puezat. The project got underway September this year and is scheduled to end August 31, 2019.
Shopping online for Christmas? We want you to be cyber safe. Remember, stop and think before you click. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.